Afflicted, Tormented, and Destroyed by Thomas Brooks. Let me give you a little abridgment of the sufferings of some of the early Christians of whom the world was not worthy. Number one. In the reign of Hadrian the Emperor, there were 10,000 Christians crowned with a crown of thorns, thrust into the sides with sharp lances, and then crucified. Number two. Others were so whipped that their entrails were seen, and afterwards they were thrown upon sharp shells, and then upon sharp nails and thorns. And after all this cruelty, they were thrown to wild beasts to be devoured. Number three, multitudes were banished. Number four, others were pulled apart with wild horses. Number five, some were beaten and racked with bars of iron. Number six, others were cast into loathsome dungeons. Number seven, some were burnt in the fire. Number eight, others were knocked down and had their brains beaten out with staves and clubs. Number nine, some were pricked in their faces and eyes with sharp reeds. Number 10. Others were stoned to death with stones, as Stephen was. Number 11. Some were dashed in pieces against millstones. Number 12. Others had their teeth dashed out of their jaws and their joints broken. Number 13. Some were cast down from very high places. Number 14. Others were beheaded. Number 15. Some were tormented with razors. 16. Others were slain with the sword. 17. Some were run through with pikes. 18. Others were driven into the wilderness, where they wandered up and down, suffering hunger and cold, and where they were exposed to the fury both of wild beasts and also to the rage of the barbarous Arabians. 19. Some fled into caves, which their persecutors crammed up with stones, and there they died. 20. Others were trodden to death by the people. 21. Some were hanged on gibbets with a slow fire under them. 22. Others were cast into the sea and drowned. 23. Some were slain by being thrown in mines. 24. Others were hanged by their feet and choked with the smoke of a small fire, their legs being first broken. 25. Some were covered with oil and then roasted with a soft fire. 26. Others were hung by one hand that they might feel the weight of their whole bodies scorching and broiling over burning coals. 27. Some were shot through with arrows and afterwards thrown into stinking prisons. 28. Others were stripped stark naked and thrown out in cold, frosty nights and burnt the next day. 29. In Syria, a company of Christian virgins were stripped stark naked to be scorned by the multitude, then shaved, and then torn in pieces and devoured by beasts. 30. Lastly, many women had the joints of their bodies pulled, and their flesh and sides clawed with talons of wild beasts to the bones, and their breasts seared with torches until they died. And thus you have an account of 30 different ways by which the precious sons and daughters of God have formerly been afflicted, tormented, and destroyed. What heart of stone can read over this list with dry eyes? And now tell me, sirs, whether your sufferings are worth a naming in that day, wherein the sufferings of the precious servants of God in the primitive times are spoken of. Oh, no. Well, then, take heed of making molehills into mountains, and of crying out, "Is there any sorrow compared to my sorrow?" or any sufferings compared to my sufferings? This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.